Mostly Democrats at a Capitol press conference calling for a nonpartisan process like that employed for decades in Iowa, although David Martin is a former Republican state lawmaker from Neenah.
The most conservative thing you can do is bring the votes back to the people from the districts that you're representing, not attempting to determine who those voters are going to be.
Republican leaders have employed a partisan law firm to draw up maps for congressional and legislative redistricting, a costly process which inevitably will lead to court challenges. This reform bill is likely dead on arrival, but maybe next time, says UW political scientist David Cannon.
I would hope that at least both parties could agree to implement this for next time around, for 2020 census, and the redistricting comes at that point. And there you would hope that both parties could agree on that because you don't know who's going to be in charge at that point.
The last round of redistricting following the 2000 census was overseen by a couple of legislative leaders who went on to become embroiled in the partisan caucus scandal, Chuck Quala and Scott Jensen. Backers of this reform believe we can do better by emulating Iowa. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.